All right. For many years, we've been friends with this gentleman right here. I'm going to read this release because I have a problem with it. Debut album released by former journalist, right? That's how it starts. That's the title. What does a nationally acclaimed sports writer do for an encore? He embarks on a reinvention tour as a singer-songwriter, releases an album of original songs. Home Style Acoustic by Kirk Wessler is the debut album of said Kirk Wessler. Kirk Wessler, here's where I have a problem with this. You're not a former journalist. Once you're a journalist, you're a journalist. You're just maybe not writing as much as you used to, but you're never not a journalist, right?
Yeah, that's part of the DNA.
I win the trial.
That's part of the DNA. That's part of the DNA.
It's in you.
Case dismissed.
It's in you. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good, good.
It's great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so for folks who don't know your trajectory, for years you wrote for the Peoria Journal Star. You've written independently for lots of places. You are a writer. That is who you are and have been 40 years?
Yeah,
50
over
40
years.
40 years. So then, a few years ago, if you're not paying attention, all of a sudden I see you around with a guitar in your hand. And so tell us what happened after you, quote-unquote, retired.
Yeah, well, you need something. My wife would say, you're not retired, you're unemployed, you need a job.
Yeah, get out of the house.
Yeah, so when I left the Journal Star, I actually worked for a little over 3 years at OSF.
Oh, that's
marketing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But because the hours were much more sane, being a journalist full time, you're 7 days a week and you're all over the
clock.
And
you're thinking about it all the time.
And yeah, it's always on your mind. And so, with more regular schedule, I decided, well, let's see what happens. So I started hanging out at open mics and playing my guitar.
Okay,
and singing.
So had you played guitar through the years?
Oh, yeah. I started when I was like 10, 11 years
old. Okay,
so
this has been part of your life.
Yeah.
But
it's
your hobby. It's your release.
That kind of stuff. Right, right.
So then I would see you out and about every once in a while. I'd see you playing an open mic or you're doing a show on your own. And that started when? In earnest.
I would say it started as kind of like what's going to happen in 2018 when I left the paper.
Yeah.
And about a year or two later, right before the pandemic, I had enough material to go out and start performing.
By the
and
way,
then
what
everything
is,
shut down.
What is what is that number? What do you have to have in your repertoire to do that?
You better, I would suggest you have at least 50.
50 that you know.
To get yourself started.
Okay.
Because if you're going to do a three-hour show, you're going to need, depending on your gift of gab, so you're going to need 35, 40 songs to be able to carry a three-hour gig.
And in that repertoire, where did you gravitate to? Dan Fogelberg? Were you that kind of music?
Yeah. I mean, I do a couple Fogelberg songs. Harry Chapin, Gordon Lightfoot.
Sure. Singer-songwriter people.
Yeah. And I do groups. You know, I do some Beatles. I do some Eagles. I do, some Tom Petty. It just... mainly the wheelhouse is from the mid-60s to late-80s.
What I love about what you do is because it's just you, it's your guitar and your personality and your talent, is that's very attractive to people who are booking things, as opposed to a band and all kinds of stuff. You fly pretty quick and easy. You come in, you do your thing, you're out. It's no fuss, no muss, and everybody's happy. And so as a result, I see you I follow you on Facebook, so I see you're playing all the time. How many gigs do you do a month?
Oh, well, recently it hasn't been that many because I've been finishing up the album and I've had some other things going on. But when it picks up again, I probably three times a month.
That's a lot for a lot of people, man, I'm telling you.
There's people that play a lot more than that. I don't want to.
I don't want
another job.
Don't make it a job. That's what
I
like about it.
What the weird thing is if you like sports, you're playing in the middle of the major sporting events.
That is a trip, particularly when you're in a sports bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a gig at... I play off and on at MD's out on University.
North University.
It's a cool place.
Yeah, that is
Beth
cool.
has a great place. And last year during the NCAA tournament, I was playing, and there was a game that went down to the wire, and I'm in the middle of a song, and everybody just erupts. And I look, and I finished off the song, and I said, okay, how many people want the music to cut till the game's over?
Thank you.
So then they had a thing where the coach... one of the coaches called timeout, lead changed, there's 30 seconds left, and so it's sitting in during a commercial. And so I just made up this song. I said, it's a one-point game. The coach has called a timeout. You know, what's he going to do next?
Well, this album, congratulations, all original stuff. It is Homestyle Acoustic by Kirk Wessler. Can we listen to a couple of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give us an, I'm going to play it, and then you give us a real quick background on it. This is Truth, Lies, and No Love.
Wish I could reclaim the night when everything had been so right. But I was blind, lost in a cloud, warm mist, silence so loud.
Good playing there, dude.
Thank you.
And also, that
what
seems
kind
like
of guitar is that? I mean, what model?
It's a classical guitar.
Yeah.
That my uncle Rob, who was a music professor at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, he took a sabbatical in the Caribbean back, you know, and it was over 50 years ago, and he gave it. He bought it in the Virgin Islands and gave it to me for Christmas.
Wow, what a beautiful story.
It's such a sweet sound. Yeah.
What's the 10-second version of that story, because of that song, because it sounds deep?
Basically cruising Main Street and finding love and being stupid enough to, you know,
to let it go.
Blank it away.
Yeah, to let it go. Yeah. All right, let's go to Geronimo. This is Kirk Wessler.
Geronimo, Geronimo, I moved like the wind on the air to holy places where I sang, oh, hallelujah. Their bullets could not kill me, but there are other ways to die. I should not have surrendered to the white eye and their lies.
This is Geronimo as in the Geronimo we know?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty. That's Paul Adams, isn't
that's
it?
That's Paul Adams, yeah. I was so, oh my God. I mean, he is so talented.
It's unbelievable.
And when he agreed to provide native flute on that song, I was like, okay, thankful. And then when he cut the track, I'm like, oh my God.
Paul's on there.
Who? Where'd you record it?
Brandon Mooberry.
We know Brandon.
Has a home studio, and I've known him and Sarah Marie Dillard, his wife, for a while. And Sarah's been like my mentor through all this.
Lovely
She's
humans.
Just tremendous. And she does the background vocals on the on the album, and Brandon plays bass and keys, and he did the recording, and the two of them co-produced it. So
Andrew, is it Hertenstein?
Hertenstein.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Andrew and Mary Fran Wessler.
That's my
That's
wife.
That's your Mary
she
Fran.
She plays percussion.
She's in there as well. So we got all the credits going.
Yeah.
Can we do one more real quick?
Sure.
Best Man by Kirk Wessler.
Drums and shout for joy. Not a thing could stop that boy. Upside down, four corner stand, fiddle on the roof, slide in the bed, sing the river, big smile and all. Both arms up in the waterfall.
That one I can't pick up. What's that story?
Okay, that's about my brother.
Okay,
who's 2 years younger than I, and was a fabulous musician, and taught music and directed music and for years and years, and then was in good health, but in the early days of COVID, caught it and was gone in 5 days.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And so I wrote that in the grieving process, and it's just because he was my best man in my wedding, and I was best man in his. So
and brothers forever.
Brothers forever.
Kirk, is it good to see you? I cannot tell you how great it is to talk to you, because we see each other in passing sometimes. I think the last time we were at Connected, you were having dinner over there, and Yvonne and I. Homestyle Acoustic, where does one get to this?
Okay, so it actually releases on Saturday this week, 4/20.
Oh, nice.
No jokes, please, but, you know, whatever.
I'll make them.
And it'll be dropping all the streaming platforms wherever you download your music. And then the CD will go on sale starting Saturday. We have a release party from 1 to 4 at Third Chance Bar and Lounge out there at the 3300 Event Center.
Right.
So it's free, open to the public. Come on out, hear a live performance of the album, and we got Lauren Fasanco opening with some music of her own. It'll just be a great time.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You need to come back more often just to hang out with us, okay? Yeah. Just do that?
Hey, just give me a holler,
now,
you know?
Because now, because you said it's not really a job yet, right?
No,
it's not
no,
turned
it's,
into a job yet.
No.
So you got time. We'll talk to you soon.
I got time. Thanks, guys.
It's Kirk Wessler.